World Health Organization Infection Control Webinar Series. WHO Save Lives, Clean Your Hands Global Annual Initiative, The Story So Far. Presented on the 3rd of May, 2010, by Claire Kilpatrick and Dr. Benedetta Allegranzi. World Health Organization, First Global Patient Safety Challenge. Clean care is safer care.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I hope you can hear me okay. Welcome to the second in a series of special WHO hand hygiene webinars as part of the week of Save Lives, Clean Your Hands. My name is Claire Kilpatrick. You can see here I'm the program manager for the First Global Patient Safety Challenge. And we want to thank you for being part of these webinars today. And we're excited to have you along. It's great to be here at the beginning of the week of 5th of May to talk to you all and to be getting ready for all of the excitement and events that will be happening on Wednesday of this week. So just to start, to give you some background information, this presentation will be recorded and the slides and the recording made available as soon as we can possibly do this on the WHO web pages. Also, just for information for those of you who haven't been part of a webinar before, you're able to see and hear, I hope, at all times, but you actually have your microphones muted, so we can't hear any questions or noise from the settings in which you're sitting. The plan for questions for this presentation is that you will type them into the screen that you have, the service you have available as part of this webinar, and we will be able to see them, and hopefully, if we have time at the end, we'll be able to answer some of these for you. So just to tell you the plan for this presentation, we are going to just overview this exciting global annual initiative and get you all ready and in the mood for 5th of May 2010. And we're excited about it because it really is truly the only and the first global hand hygiene campaign targeted at healthcare facilities. And I hope you'll agree that it's great for us all to be part of this. Dr. Benedetta Allegranzi and I will actually spend this hour just going over what's happening for 5th May 2010 and some more information about Save Lives, Clean Your Hands. So I do hope for those of you who actually know a little bit about Save Lives, you can bear with us, and particularly the first half of this presentation, where I'm going to, in a very simple way, just recap exactly what it's about and what we're aiming to do. And then the second half, much more exciting, where we have Dr. Allegranzi talking about the new tools and resources that you can utilise to help promote hand hygiene at the point of care over the coming days and indeed weeks and months. So I want to recap by explaining to you all about Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, this global annual initiative from WHO, which is aimed at celebrating the efforts for hand hygiene all over the globe every 5th May. When we were considering, when the Save Lives concept was born and we were considering what it aimed to do, we were looking at the aspects of the first Global Patient Safety Challenge and all of the work that we knew had been undertaken around the globe for hand hygiene over the recent years and where the gaps might be and where we could further support people to enhance action in order to make sure patient safety was being ensured every day at every bedside. So I hope that you will agree that this statement is very clear. It makes the target for Save Lives very clear to all of us. It covers who we're aiming it at, what it's about, when it will take place, where it might happen, where the activities can happen, and why it's so important. So to recap, calling for all healthcare workers, facilities, and organisations throughout the world to actively campaign for improved hand hygiene at the point of care. That will in turn reduce healthcare associated infections, and as a byproduct we'll be able to demonstrate commitment to this prior to global movement and keep this important patient safety topic on the global agenda. To give you some more background to understand why we at WHO feel it's so important, as I've said, we considered the gaps and the reasons that we thought we still had a lot of work to do for hand hygiene despite all of the efforts and all of the achievements that have been made in this recent relatively small amount of time given the nature of the problem and given the nature of all of the other healthcare problems that we deal with on a daily basis. Hand hygiene truly is a new topic in the last 10, 15 years, has come to the forefront, but we know although a lot has been achieved, we have to continue to support it to move forward. So in 2008, the team here at WHO, along with Professor Pittet at the hospitals here in Geneva, along with other experts around the globe, we're looking at what might indeed help all of those working in healthcare settings. And the whole idea was born, and that was just the concept of a global annual initiative and people taking action every year. And that action for each year will be defined as we move through, and we'll explain more about that. But actually, when the initiative was launched in 2009, a number of very important things happened, and it was a very important time for WHO and for all of the work of the first Global Patient Safety Challenge. From 2005 to 2008, the WHO guidelines on hand hygiene healthcare had been drafted and tested and consulted on all over the world. In 2009, we were proud to launch those on the 5th of May, the only international guidelines on hand hygiene healthcare, which I'm sure you all know. But this is important because we have international recommendations that help all of us to encourage others to take action. And of course, sitting alongside these guidelines in 2009 was launched the implementation toolkit, which had been tested in a number of sites, had been reviewed, and had been finalised and launched on dedicated web pages to try and make it as easy as possible for people to access all of these free resources and to understand the commitment that WHO has to hand hygiene on an ongoing basis. And you'll hear more about the toolkit and indeed the testing of it when we come on to the second half of the presentation. One of the other key aims, we've talked about the overall aim of Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, is about demonstrating global commitment. And in order to do that, working closely with communications experts, we established that having healthcare facilities register their commitment would truly allow us to have a top-down and a bottom-up approach to taking action for hand hygiene. And our aim for 2009, for May 2009, was 5,000 registered healthcare facilities, which we managed to achieve. I'd like to just recap on one other point for 2009, which affected all of us, which of course was the announcement of the influenza A H1N1 pandemic. It affected everything we were doing, and it caused people a lot of stress, but somehow it managed also to raise the profile of hand hygiene again. Unfortunately, the knock-on effect it had here in WHO headquarters was the meeting that we'd arranged to bring together all of the campaigning countries to share with us their ideas and their plans for improving hand hygiene in the range of countries around the globe. And it was unfortunate that was cancelled. But I'd like to move on and tell you why it's not so much important what happens here in WHO headquarters, but what happens in healthcare at the point of care. And you'll all know about the My 5 Moments for Hand Hygiene. This is the underpinning, essential tool for ensuring that we can understand, remember, and practice safe hand hygiene at the most appropriate times in the right way. So this whole initiative really is aimed at that, focusing on those 5 moments and getting action rather than having a global commitment just about being what WHO headquarters do. So that's really why it's all about you, and we're glad to have you part of today and the 5th of May and all of the activities that surround Save Lives. So I mentioned the 5,000 registrations and the action that we were hoping for 2009. And this is just one example of some feedback that we're able to demonstrate to show just how much people are enthusiastic and still committed. And to me, this is very powerful. When you think about, I've talked a bit about how hand hygiene is really novel and the perspective of making change within healthcare. But in fact, people often say that they hear about hand hygiene a lot, they hear the same messages. But even despite all of that, in 2009, in launching this initiative, we saw a very steep curve around the engagement and the interest in healthcare facilities. So it's very encouraging for all of us to know that we're not alone working on this, but we're all together. And you can see that this curve starts when the whole concept was announced in December 2008, and through a number of activities that were executed for 2009's Save Lives, Clean Your Hands initiative. You can see that, including the communications and newsletters that were launched, that curve really went on a steep incline, and we had the 5,000 registrations by just past the 5th of May 2009. So a great achievement, and it could not be achieved without the commitment and energy of many of you, many of our key partners around the globe that we work with in associations and societies and organisations, because of course we're dependent on everyone to cascade the key messages and to really keep enthusiasm going within their countries. We learned many lessons from 2009, which helped us to actually see what we would do for the next year, 2010. And I'll come back to talk about lessons learned slightly later on, but in this phase of post-2009, 5th May, we were able to see that commitment and action was still essential. It was still the key focus for us. So we knew and we could understand from our activities in 2009 what might help us to demonstrate commitment and actually make sure that action was being taken, and more importantly, how we could share that action and all of the activities with many different sites around the globe, because it truly does cause enthusiasm and encouragement, and it really does have a ripple effect on all of the things that are happening in each healthcare facility, in each country, in each society. So we talked about 10-10, and when we think about 5 May every year, you'll have heard Professor Petit say this many times, we think about two hands, 5-5. We have 5th of May, it's easy to remember. And for 2010, we were thinking about 10, two hands, the number 10. So we've got 10,000 registrations was our aim, and we're still on track for reaching 10,000 registrations for May 2010, which is just phenomenal success for a new initiative. But as I say, important that we hear about what people are doing for actual action to be taken at the bedside and within these facilities. And indeed, we set up dedicated web pages again where we could see sharing of all those planned activities. Another support for 2010, which was new to this year, was the inaugural WHO webinar series launched in January, where we've looked at infection control topics which would be useful and helpful for everyone in their healthcare settings to inform them and to give them ideas for galvanising action in others. And as I say, that was launched in January, and this week is the special week of hand hygiene webinars today, on Wednesday and on Thursday, and Benedetta will talk to you more about that, as well as the improvement tools and the feedback we want from you all this year around the use of tools and what's actually happening in your settings. What's important for us, and indeed for myself as program manager, is really understanding each year how it's working and how we continue to make a global annual initiative successful. We all have many competing demands, and we have to make sure it brings added value to what we're all doing to improve hand hygiene. We know that there are many public health and healthcare priorities, and including those big campaigns each year for TB, for malaria, for HIV, and we know the problems with healthcare-associated infections. So we have to know that the Save Lives Forward strategy is planned well and actually will indeed help us to make sure that we help you year on year on the 5th of May. So during the time from 5th of May through to October 2009, we considered what we would do in order to help solve this puzzle of healthcare-associated infections being a challenge. The newsletter that goes out to our database of around 14,000 healthcare workers and facilities around the globe, between May and October of last year, focused really on the action, on what people were doing to use our tools to consider the multimodal strategy for improving hand hygiene at healthcare level. We wanted to take that time to actually let people think, how do we solve the puzzle? And I hope this statement's clear to you. It's not a problem that we don't know how to manage. Indeed, it's a puzzle that will take some time to manage and for us to solve. I'm sure we've all been involved in solving puzzles and making sure we got to the right end result, but it can take time. And we know that the puzzle's there, but we do have an answer. That actively campaigning for improved hand hygiene at the point of care will help to reduce healthcare-associated infections, as well as making sure that we keep it on the global agenda. So we thought during that time of last year, what are we going to do to give targeted action for 2010 to help everyone solve the puzzle? And you can see here an overview of what we agreed we would do. Now, slightly similar to last year, but with much more of a focus on what we had learned from 2009 and what we felt people needed from us. So very important in any global campaign or initiative is a strong communications plan. So not only do we have a plan and communications people to help us, to help you spread the message, we hope that our new web pages where we feature dedicated resources would really help encourage you to plan your fifth May activities in advance. And what we added to the web pages this year was not just technical hand hygiene tools, but advocacy tools. Many of you may have seen that there's an advocacy briefing kit on the web pages which allow you to have a template media statement. I'll just show you some examples here. The template media statement, and this isn't for your actual reading, but just to make sure that you know that this is all available to you. Template email messages, template letters to send to your managers, the newsletters that we send out monthly, making sure that you use them to cascade onto others and to use some of the wording. We really aim to make it as easy as possible for you to advocate for Save Lives, Clean Your Hands and 5th of May and all your own local activities. I'll just go back to explaining more about what was planned for 5th May 2010. The translation of our information and tools has been crucial, and this has always been on our plan and agenda, and certainly when we launched the guidelines and the tools in 2009, we were acutely aware already of making sure that we could translate all the information into other five WHO official languages: French, Spanish, Arabic, Chinese and Russian. Now, translations of so many technical tools take time, and we need infection control experts to be able to help us to ensure these translations are accurate. But I hope that many of you will have seen that, in fact, on the French and Spanish pages, we've been able to provide a lot more information this year about Save Lives, and indeed for French, the translation of all of the hand hygiene tools is nearing completion, and they will all be available. Moving through this year, of course, we will continue to attempt to translate all of the other into all of the other languages to make it as easy for everyone to engage with us as possible. So the other plans for 5th May 2010 that were established in 2009 were the development of new and in-demand technical tools, which Benedetta will be coming on to talk about, as well as the burden of disease and testing of the hand hygiene improvement strategy, which again I've explained that will be featured later. And I've mentioned our inaugural webinar series, which we hope you'll find useful and give us feedback on. I've also mentioned the importance of our looking at how successful the whole Save Lives initiative is and looking at action versus impact. So I'm going to come on and explain how we're going to do that. So let's get all very much excited about facilities registered for 2010. The story so far, the 28th of April 2010, and that's last week now, tells us that 8,173 healthcare facilities have now registered from 135 countries. So not only has the number of registrations gone up, but the number of countries engaged has gone up, and that's really crucial because that translates to over 2.5 million patient beds. So given the commitment these healthcare facilities and healthcare workers are stating to us, that means that every day going into their workplace, 2.5 million patients should be safer because we know that there's targeted action to prevent them from avoidable infections through safe hands. And this is 6 million healthcare staff, as you can see here. I want to tell you as of today, our numbers, albeit we haven't updated our database and official numbers, are definitely well over 9,000 as we speak, based on the huge numbers of registered healthcare facility numbers that we've been receiving in recent days. And we're noticing different patterns from 2009 and 2010 about where we're receiving the registrations from. And that's really important. They're not just hand hygiene campaigning countries, they're new countries, new areas, where we're working with our WHO colleagues and regional offices to really engage as many people as possible. And we'll feature all of this information after the 5th of May. So here you can see our curve. Very encouraging again to see how steep the curve has been since we've pushed our communications plan and we've advertised how important it is to be part of this and the things that people will gain from being part of Global Annual Initiative, including the new tools, etc., that we'll tell you about. I talked about looking at action versus impact, and I just want to very briefly mention our plan for a full report that we'll publish after 5th of May 2010, which will look at all of the activities undertaken by the First Challenge team here at WHO, as well as some of our key partners, and what that meant in relation to hits on the website and increase in registration numbers, to really notice how effective our communications plan and a lot of the activities that we do around hand hygiene, how much they resonate with all of you and how helpful they are. And this is just one example of some of the data that we've pulled from the web pages so far. So we're looking at web hits from 2009 and the mean numbers per week. And this is just really interesting to see just how popular all of these tools are. And important to note that the how to hand wash and how to hand rub techniques are the same. So combined, this gives us a huge number of people that are looking at pushing the way to perform hand hygiene in the right way, as well as recognising, of course, the five moments, so performing hand hygiene at the right time. So we really look forward to being able to give you more information after the 5th of May about just exactly what regions, who all over the world are looking at our web pages and looking at taking action following our communications for Save Lives, Clean Your Hands. Now, this slide's very busy and it's not aimed for you to read word for word as I'm presenting it to you. It's just to mention the importance of sharing activities and people being able to be encouraged by each other and all of the information you can learn from the others that are featuring their 5th May activities on our dedicated web pages. In 2009, over 80 healthcare facilities shared their activities with us, and I haven't counted the number for 2010, but suffice to say that our web team contacted us today to say that the web page is getting very heavy and very full. We'll have to restructure it because of the amount of information we're receiving. Today we must have received maybe another 10 examples of local activities, and we really hope to aim by 5th of May to have shared all of those, so we'll be working closely with the web team. But I feature this example just to let you see how much information you can gather from our web pages. It's not just our tools, it's about learning from others, and a lot of these activities are well described. I've summarised just some examples and themes from these activities that we've received so far, and they resonate very much with the WHO Hand Hygiene Multimodal Improvement Strategy. They feature training and education activities, surveys and audits, which of course will include feedback. They feature awareness-raising activities such as the use of posters, and they also, encouragingly, we see a number of countries having acknowledged a national day, and indeed states within countries acknowledging this 5th of May as a national day for all of their activities year on year. So it's growing and growing, Save Lives is growing all the time. What's exciting, of course, in relation to embedding hand hygiene and ensuring sustainability year on year are all of the innovative plans that really help to engage people and help to look at, for example, when you're involving nursing students, making sure that the education and training of all of our healthcare workers is focused on key messages such as the My Five Moments for Hand Hygiene. But as I say, have a look at our dedicated web pages and learn more about the hand hygiene tree that people have developed, where they're going to use handprints as leaves, the badges, the stickers, indeed the prizes and the gifts, the flags, exhibitions, all of the things that people are preparing for 5th of May. These are just some examples. I'm just going to briefly, before I finish and close and hand over to Benedetta, is talk to you about how we're going to look at our lessons learned. I'm sure these are the types of activities you undertake at local level to be sure all of your plans are being executed successfully and that you learn for the next steps. Early on in the stages of the first Global Patient Safety Challenge, we looked, of course, of all of the strengths and weaknesses and opportunities and threats to a global initiative and a global campaign such as this. And they're clear, but I think you'll actually be able to see that many of these are actually similar to what you might face. Although we call a global challenge, there's a weakness when you're trying to cover such a huge area as the globe, you will feel that in your healthcare settings, in your regions, you have a big area to cover in order to try and push the message and to make sure that all healthcare workers are engaged. So we certainly do understand that. And one of the key things we want to do moving forward is make sure that we know all of our contacts and stakeholders much better. We know that there are many people out there that are willing to be engaged and help us, and we need to spend time investing in them, and that will take time. But you can see there are many strengths to this initiative, and that's where we want to focus and build upon. We also want to acknowledge that other people promote hand hygiene year on year in different ways, and we want to make sure that we're not conflicting. I certainly don't think we're duplicating, because I think all of our efforts, no matter where they are, actually will ensure that we improve patient safety. So it is about a joint effort, and we know that if we work together and consider all of these aspects and build on our strategy, we will be able to save lives. So to summarise, the Save Lives, Clean Your Hands Global Annual Initiative, as far as the project work goes, it's here to stay, and every 5th May we hope to bring people together, not physically, but together wherever they are, to be part of a global celebration and a global annual event to improve and sustain hand hygiene, just to build on all of the activities and initiatives that you do day on day within healthcare facilities around the globe. So I hope that you will stay with us every May. And now Dr. Algranzi will talk to you about some of the more important technical aspects of this year.
Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Claire, for this nice first part of today's presentation. My aim now is to show you a number of activities that we are promoting this week in particular. And the first one is related to webinar series. As you know, we have launched this initiative this year, Infection Control Webinar Series, in order to spread knowledge about infection control issues. And this week, of course, being the week of 5th of May, our second time celebrating Save Lives, Clean Your Hands in our annual global event. Of course, we are focusing on hand hygiene all over the week. And as you certainly know already, we will have two special presentations. One held by Professor Pitté on 5th of May, which will be split in three possibilities for you to follow, two in English at 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. Geneva time, and 4:30 p.m. Geneva time in French. Obviously, the focus of this presentation is improving hand hygiene worldwide, therefore reporting about our experiences related to hand hygiene improvement in different cultural settings, in different countries, with the different levels of resources, as well as highlighting the evidence coming up from the literature over the last years. The second important presentation is on 6th of May, delivered by Professor Lindsay Grayson, who has led a very important state campaign in Australia, which led, as you may know, to a national one. And his particular expertise is related to the actual impact of hand hygiene improvement of healthcare-associated infection. This is a very important topic, of course. It is the ultimate aim of our action to reduce healthcare-associated infection. Therefore, I really invite you to participate in this important presentation. As I said, I'm going through different initiatives we are proposing during this week and in the upcoming weeks. The second one is the launch of the Hand Hygiene Moment One Global Observation Survey, which has been launched by our program some weeks ago on our website, inviting all healthcare facilities to participate in a global survey to be held during this week or around 5th of May by observing hand hygiene compliance with Moment One at submitting data to WHO as an option. This initiative is aimed at three main objectives. The very first one is to improve hand hygiene at the point of care once again. Therefore, to motivate healthcare workers to focus on taking action to improve and sustain hand hygiene, including this important indication which is before touching a patient, of course, without neglecting other moments that are included in our approach of the five moments, of the five indications. The second is to actually be able to access healthcare worker compliance with moment one at the point of care, at the facility level. Therefore, it's something which should have an impact at your healthcare setting level. And the third one is a global objective by gathering data related to your observation, we hope to be able to assess the global compliance through a secured data collection and analysis software. So basically, how can you participate in this survey? It is not too late to participate in this survey, and I will explain now more into details what are the actions to be done in order to implement this survey at your facility level. First of all, you can download the Moment One form and the related instructions from our website, and then plan your survey locally. As you can see here, the form is very similar to our Five Moments form. Therefore, for those who are familiar with the hand hygiene monitoring according to the WHO method, this will just be a very simplified way of observing with the same methodology as you used for the five moments. And this form is actually available in three languages, English, French, and Spanish, at our website, including the instructions. From the practical point of view, you should plan the survey for this week and plan it specifically on a specific day. We encourage you to do it on 5th of May so that these open observations can also help healthcare workers to focus on moment one and also on compliance with other fundamental moments or indications for hand hygiene. Then you should establish the scope of the survey, whether to undertake it hospital-wide or only in selected areas. And we recommend you to collect about 50 opportunities per area in order to be able to calculate reliable compliance data. Then you have to identify observers who may be infection control professionals or other professionals who played the role of observers in previous surveys, or even professionals who haven't undertaken observations but can easily learn while looking at the instructions that are available on the back of the form I showed you, or also more into details going to our hand hygiene technical reference manual, which is available among our toolkit on the website. The next step is to decide how to enter the data and analyze the data, and you have several options as indicated in our instructions. You can obviously calculate your rates locally by hand on our form, because there is a basic calculation form which allows you to calculate by hand your results on site even during the observation session. The second option, as you may know, is to use our AP Info tool, which is specifically prepared for the calculation of data on the five moments, but can be certainly used also for entering data only related to moment one. And the third one that we really encourage you to undertake is the submission of your data to WHO online. If you decide to do so, please then immediately ascertain that the main contact person for Save Lives Lane or Hands, namely the person who registered your institution in our website, received an email invitation by WHO. Indeed, the key person in this submission to WHO online is the so-called data manager, who is someone at your facility level in charge of, usually in charge of managing data, entering data and analyzing them. And therefore, this person should be should receive from the main contact person the invitation email and then follow the procedure which is explained in this invitation email. In general, if you decide to participate in this survey with your facility or at the level of your ward, you should of course inform the leads of the areas where the survey will take place, and also prepare communications to explain and promote the survey throughout the facility, and in particular to have your healthcare workers on board, especially focusing on moment one. As you can see here, we gathered a lot of attention already in the first 18 days after the launch of these tools on our website. About 3 weeks ago now, we had more than 3,000 downloads and almost 2,000 downloads of the instructions. For the online data submission, I just would like to spend a few more words to explain you that this means of analyzing the data will allow you, first of all, to immediately view your results. Therefore, this software allows the data entry and the immediate analysis of your data and gathering of the results, and at the same time, of course, allows WHO to gather data from your facility and assess the global compliance with Moment One. It is very important to highlight that confidentiality is really secured through this system, because only the data manager designated at your healthcare facility will be able to see the data and to manage them, and of course the WHO team dedicated to this global survey will be allowed to access the data too. And therefore, WHO, of course, is committed to confidentially manage the data, and if the decision is taken to disseminate data, this will be displayed only by country without mentioning the facility name. As I said, the instructions are online and must be followed carefully. In particular, the data manager should carefully follow the steps that are indicated in the email invitation. And for any problem or inquiries, there is a frequently asked question document that you can download at our website, or you can send an email to our hand hygiene ops at WHO.int. As I said, the data manager should follow several steps. I don't want to go into details now, but be aware that the data manager is in charge of registering your facility using a secured username and password in order to provide WHO the data, so that, as I said before, confidentiality is secured. To conclude about this, I would like to remind you, as indicated in our website and promoted since 1 month now, data collection is recommended to take place during the week of 5th of May, starting from today until 9th of May, and data submission to WHO is possible until 16th of May. The other aspect which is important is that, again, in order to ensure confidentiality, only facilities which have registered for Save Lives by 30th of April 2010 can participate in this survey, because they will receive, they have received the email invitation. On 5th of May this year, we have some surprises for you. In particular, there is one gift we want to give healthcare facilities around the world, being committed to assess hand hygiene practices, and also committed to improve their performance. And this is a new tool, which is called Hand Hygiene Self-Assessment Framework, that we developed over the last months based on evidence from the literature and from the experience of well-known international experts. And this tool is a validated and systematic tool to obtain a situational analysis of hand hygiene and promotion and practices at the level of your facility, and identify the level of progress, the areas for improvement, and it is also conceived in the perspective of repeated measurement, so that you can follow over time your improvement and time by time identify the areas that can be ameliorated. This tool is, as I said, is validated. It has been tested across the globe in different countries and hospitals. A usability questionnaire has been distributed, and the results we gathered have been very encouraging and allowed us to improve the first draft and to produce a final tool which will be made available on 5th of May, just for you as a gift for the celebration of this special event. The tool is based on the five elements of the WHO multimodal hand hygiene improvement strategy, and Professor Pittet, during his presentations, his webinar presentations on 5th of May, will give you more details on the testing results and also the use of this tool, including explanations about its sections and score and other aspects. Again, there are two additional highlights on 5th of May 2010. A new document summarizing the evidence on the burden of healthcare-associated infection worldwide will be made available on our website with an associated new page related to this topic, as well as as a counterpart to, as a solution to the problem of the burden of healthcare-associated infection, we will launch new pages and report lessons learned about the pilot testing of our strategy in different sites around the world, and especially we will give you new insights about the long-term sustainability of this improvement and of the implementation of the WHO strategy at long term, and this, as well as I said, will be a new highlight launched on 5th of May 2010, and Professor Pittet will give you more details related to this during his webinar presentations. This was meant, as I said, to be an overview of the activities that we are promoting this year during the 5th of May week, and will be, and of course, to show you, to give you previews of some tools which will become available on 5th of May for your use over time in the next months. To conclude, I would like to invite you once again to register on for Save Lives, Clean Your Hands, to share your activities with us, to join the webinars during the week of 5th of May and the following months, because I remind you that the infection control webinars organized by our program will go on until end of 2010, once a month. And then also to join other healthcare facilities in your country in a national campaign, if this exists. I would like to conclude with a few words by our Director General in the occasion of 5th of May 2010. She strongly believes that clean hands mean safer healthcare. Therefore, on her behalf and on behalf of our entire FIRST Global Patient Safety Challenge team, I wish you many more years of saving lives by keeping hands clean. And I thank you very much again for your participation in this webinar today. I hope I understood correctly this question, because unfortunately I cannot see the question on my screen as a presenter. If I understand correctly, you are asking whether when an overlapping between the opportunity after patient contact and before patient contact happens, whether or not you should detect it as a moment one. And the answer is yes, as it is explained in our instructions. The method is similar to the one used for the observation of the five moments overall. Therefore, if you have the overlapping between after and before, because the healthcare workers is going from one patient to another, this is still counted as a moment one, as well as if moment one overlaps with moment two, which is before aseptic procedure, this will be counted as moment one as well. So I hope that the answer is clear, and in any case, I invite you to go to our website and look for the instructions and look for the form, because in the back of the form, this question is answered. Apparently, there are no other questions. I remind you that if you have questions related to the global hand hygiene moment one survey, you can submit questions to the new email address, which is handhygieneops at who.int, and you find this email address on our website. And you can also consult the specific frequently asked question document, which is available on the Moment One Global Survey web page, which is a dedicated page which is now active on our website. With this, I would like to thank you again for your participation today, and I wish you a very successful 5th of May week. Thank you very much again. Goodbye.